Business is change of zone number 2012, Rudder Road LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 2012 for Rudder Road LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. Both central water and central sewer are available at this site. The purpose of the MR zoning district is satisfied with this application. Two, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. The plan states that the coastal area is appropriate for a wide range of housing types, including single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily units. Three, the requested zoning change is consistent with the zoning of properties along this area of Banks Road. All other properties immediately across Banks Road from the property are zoned GR, which is a zoning district that is similar to the requested MR zoning. The properties immediately behind the property, the Creeks End community, are also zoned MR. Along Banks Road, the adjacent properties are zoned GR, C1, and AR1. Along nearby Long Neck Road, there are properties zoned C1, CR1, C2, B1, HR1, MR, GR, and AR1. MR zoning is appropriate in this location where these other uses and zoning districts exist. Four, DelDOT has stated that the proposed rezoning and the resulting residential use will have a minor impact on the local area roadways, and that the applicant will be required to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of a traffic impact study, or TIS. Five, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Six, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2012, Rudder Road LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2449, Rudder Road LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2449 for Rudder Road LLC for 116 multifamily dwellings based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. This conditional use application for multifamily units appearing as single-family structures is in compliance with the purposes of the MR zone. Two, both central water and central sewer will be available to this site. Three, the property is in the vicinity of other properties with a variety of businesses, commercial and residential zoning and uses. The zoning classifications around the property include primarily GR, MR, HR1, AR1, C1, CR1, C2, and B1. The surrounding area along Banks Road contains a mixture of housing styles, including manufactured home communities, single-family detached homes, townhomes, and multifamily units, including Lingo Estates, which is at 3.9 units per acre, and Chanted Acres, which is 4 units an acre, Sean's Hideaway, 5.2 units per acre, Bayshore, 8.9 units per acre, and Baywood Garden Villas, 9.4 units per acre. This conditional use for 116 units at approximately 3.8 units per acre is consistent with other zoning uses and residential development in the area. Four, the property contains approximately 0.73 acres of non-tidal wetlands adjacent to Guinea Creek, which will be protected with resource buffers as shown on the preliminary and final site plans. Five, DelDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined that the development's traffic impact will be minor. When DelDOT determines that traffic impact will be minor, a project is eligible to pay an area-wide study fee instead of obtaining a traffic impact study. Paying this fee does not eliminate the developer's obligation to construct or pay for off-site road improvements that are required by DelDOT. six, the conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Seven, the conditional use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is the coastal area, according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer in nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. Eight, the project creates residential housing options at an appropriate density in that area that is served by Sussex County Sewer and Central Water, that is near a significant number of commercial uses and employment centers, that is keeping with the character of the area, and that is situated near a major collector road with another major collector in close proximity. All these factors are consistent with the purpose of both the MR district and the zoning code and the coastal area designation in the comprehensive plan. Nine, as part of the application and during the public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission, the applicant unilaterally promised to make financial contributions to address housing needs in Sussex County and also to support the local fire company. These promises are not required by Sussex County and have not influenced the decision to recommend approval of this application. Instead, they are being included as conditions to this recommendation to confirm the representations made by the applicant so that they will be performed as stated. 10. There's no evidence that this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. 11. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 116 units within the development. These units shall consist of 75 attached dwellings in the form of townhomes and 41 single-family detached homes. All these units shall be condominium units. This approval does not constitute a subdivision creating any individual lots. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. C, the active recreational amenities for this project shall include a small pool house with a minimum square footage of 500 square feet and a pool with a minimum water surface area of 1,200 square feet. There shall also be a dock with boat slips and a kayak launch subject to all applicable DENREC approvals for use by the residents of the community. These amenities shall be completed in compliance with section 115-194.5 of the zoning code. D, central sewer shall be provided by the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. E, the development shall be served by central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. G, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. In addition, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets with interconnection between the sidewalks and DLDOT mandated multimodal paths. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. J, as shown in the preliminary site plan, resource buffers required by Sussex County Code Sections 115-193 shall be created to include waters, wetlands, their associated resource buffers, and the additional areas shown on the preliminary site plan, all of which shall be permanently protected, delineated, and described in the final site plan and within the declarations of covenants, conditions, easements, and restrictions for the community. K, approximately 12 acres or 40% of the site shall remain as open space. L, construction site work deliveries shall occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site during construction. M, The final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas and the woodlands that must be preserved. In the applicant shall form a condominium association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. All lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. P, the declaration of covenants, conditions, easements, and restrictions for the subdivision and final site plan shall state that agricultural and hunting activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice and similar notice about hunting activities. Q, as proffered by the applicant, prior to the issuance of a building permit for each residential unit, the applicant shall make, one, a $3,500 contribution to the Sussex County Housing Trust administered by the Sussex County Department of Community Development and Housing to address housing needs in Sussex County. At the completion of this development, the total contribution for housing will be $406,000. Two, a $500 contribution to the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company for a total contribution of $58,000. Thereafter, a monthly contribution of $10 per completed dwelling unit shall be collected by the Condominium Association and paid over to the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company on a semi-annual basis for a total annual contribution once the project is completed in the amount of $13,920. All of these contribution requirements shall be set forth in the final site plan and in the recorded governing documents of the development. A copy of this ordinance shall also be provided to the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company and the Sussex County Department of Community Development and Housing as a condition of the final site plan approval. R, the applicant shall prepare and establish a marker or plaque describing the history of the Friendship School on the property. The location of the marker and plaque shall be shown on the final site plan, and the maintenance of the marker and plaque shall be the responsibility of the Property Owners Association. S, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2449, Rudder Road LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Before I cast my vote, I just would like to make a comment. Although the developer proffering the financial contributions has not influenced my motion or my vote at all, I would like to encourage the council to consider discussion for all developers to have to make a financial contribution for first responders and also our local schools. With that said, I vote yes for all the conditions and statements represented in the motion.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Mears.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Colin.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion and echo my fellow commissioners' comments about the council adopting requirements for similar fees for future developments.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion, but I agree also.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion and endorses the comments made by Ms. Wingate. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III.
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay,
I move that we recommend a denial.
It's Richard Bell.
Pardon me?
It's Richard Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's okay. That's okay. We're all jumping. We're just trying to get through.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun, too.
Right. Must be something in the air, too.
Right? It's the heat.
It's the heat.
Yeah, no, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's so hot in here.
For complaining about the cold.
Thanks for sticking up for me.
We gave you the excuse. I'm not prepared to make a motion on this. I'd like to open it up for further discussion. I had some concerns myself, and mostly with regards to when the cleanup would actually happen following any construction. I know that the during the hearing, they stated that 180 days, if I remember correctly, after the construction for this next project for DelDOT, if their contractor they're working with currently was the apparent low bidder, but that doesn't really ensure that there's going to be a real definite timeframe for this, because I could then see that if there was another contract coming down the line for DLDOT and another contractor, and they are in the same vicinity, then they would want to use the area also. And I think that was part of the problem and why we're seeing it to begin with. So did anybody have any?
What's your remedy for those concerns?
Yeah, I personally think that there has to be a completion date when it has to be completely cleaned up to what it was originally approved for, which was the concrete.
That makes sense to me.
I think they said 180 days, and I think, in my opinion, that's way too long to allow that to go after completion of any highway contract. And then I also think that if they want to continue the use of it, it should have to come back for us after. Okay, so this is the contract for DLDOT currently. It's expected to be done within 365 days per the DLDOT contract, and at that time, then we allow them 60 days to get the site cleaned up. If they want to use it again for another contract, they would have to come before us again. That's my thoughts.
Sounds good.
Sounds like you could use a little time to construct a proper motion.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody else have any other comments on?
I agree with you.
Butler raised last time that there were some things, activities mentioned that weren't actually covered in the application.
We move your microphone slightly closer. Sorry, it's a little bit further away. I'm getting a message that we...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, right. I believe I was remembering that Mr. Butler picked up on the fact that there were some activities going on that were not actually included in the application, and I think that's something we would have to address as well.
I just think a proper motion would address it all and move on.
Okay. So...
All right, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III, I make a motion to defer.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2473, David A. and Sandra W. Blank.
Mr. Chairman, now I have a motion. I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use 2473 David A. and Sandra W. Blank for a campground based on the record made and for the following reasons. One, based on statements made by the applicant during the public hearing, there are more questions than answers about this project. To begin with, the applicants are currently living in an RV parked on the property without proper sanitation facilities or other utilities. Sanitary waste is currently transported by the applicant to a rental unit in a business park. This current practice, which itself is not permitted by code, does not give me any confidence that a campground would be operated on this site in a safe and healthy manner. Two, there are too many unanswered questions in the record about what the applicant actually intends to do on this site and how they intend to operate it. They could not clearly describe how the use would be managed, when it would be built, that they have funds available to build the campsites, home, utilities, and other necessary infrastructure and other concerns. For this reason, I cannot reasonably determine that the use will be adjusted to its environment and with full protection offered to the surrounding properties as required by Section 115-171 of the Sussex County Code. Also, given the nature of what has been described by the applicants about their intended use, I cannot conclude that the use will be generally or of a public or a semi-public character and essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Three, this will not be a commercial campground that is professionally managed like others that are typically approved for a conditional use under our county code. The applicants have stated that they currently spend little or no time on the property other than sleeping there. That does not give me any confidence that the campsites will be properly managed should this conditional use be approved. There is no way to ensure that these areas will not become permanent residences without proper utilities to become dilapidated. Four, I'm not satisfied that the use complies with the county's requirements for campgrounds or that the use is not going to be detrimental to this property or the neighborhood in general. Five, there was opposition from nearby residents to the proposed use. While some of this opposition may have been based upon incorrect assumption that a large-scale campground was proposed, there was also credible evidence about two proposed campsites and the current state of the property. The environmental impact an unsupervised campground, including proper utilities and waste disposal, fire risk in the area where damaging fires have already occurred, and other legitimate risk and concerns. The lack of a complete, clear, and compelling record in support of the proposed use does not overcome the legitimate concerns expressed by the neighbors. Six, for all these recommendations, I recommend this application be denied. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2473, David A. and Sandra W. Blank, for the reasons stated in the motion. Just a reminder, commissioners, this is a motion for denial, and an affirmative vote is a vote to deny the application. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote yes to deny for all the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes to recommend denial for all the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I vote yes to deny based on the conditions or the reasons in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for denial for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for denial for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is a change of zone number 2019, Citation Rentals, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve change of zone number 2019 for Citation Rentals, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is 11.00 acres that has a frontage along Route 113 between Georgetown and Millsboro. This roadway is identified as a principal arterial by DLDOT and a major arterial roadway by Sussex County. Other commercial zoning districts in the area include C1, CR1, and C2. Nearby uses include borrow pits, granite and stone sales, equipment rental, a sign company, Peninsula Homes, and a tool supply company. The property also surrounds the Stokely Tavern, which has been in operation in one form or another for decades. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, given the location of the property on Route 113 and the more appropriate designation under a commercial zoning category, it is no longer suitable for agricultural or residential uses under the existing AR1 designation. Four, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for the uses permitted in that zone. Five, there is no evidence in the record that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Six, the site is in the low density area according to Sussex County land use plan and future land use map. C2 zoning is appropriate in the low density area according to the plan. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. Nine, any future development or redevelopment of the property will be subject to the site plan review by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And 10, for all these reasons, the C2 zoning district is appropriate for this location.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2019, Citation Rentals, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.